Oh, my dearest, do not slight me, for my love to thee is true. There is none but thee can right me, never change me for anew. You intrude me and delude me, I think you cannot it deny. Now you leave me and deceive me, but can show no reason why. I wonder young men are so crossful, since virgins are so full of love. That makes maids to be so bashful, thinking how young men will prove. But if in proving they were loving as they formerly pretend, then how neatly and completely should we live till life doth end. Oh, my dear, why dost thou doubt me, that to thee I'll prove unkind? I think myself not well without thee, thou art always in my mind. If I do leave thee or deceive thee, then I wish nothing may thrive, nor let never my endeavor prosper whilst I am alive. Thou art she whom I love dearly, what can any man say more? This is my mind, I speak it freely, I never said so much before. Then, sweet, believe me, for it did grieve me to hear the moan my love did make. My dearest love I'll constant prove, or believe no man for my sake. My dear, what can there be expected, whilst that we on earth do dwell? Let not true love be neglected, then will everything do well. This my speech is, though we have riches, my sweetheart I you call. For all the money, my dear honey, true love is the best of all. Suppose that we had all the treasure that's in England to be seen, or if that we had all the pleasure that belongeth to a queen. Observe my speeches, I mean the riches that upon some men do fall. For all their pleasure and their treasure, true love is the best of all. Why do you use such expressions unto me who am your own? My heart you have in your possession, unto you it is well known. Pray never doubt it, nor pause about it, my dearest love, 'tis thou art she. Water shall burn and wind ne'er turn, if that I prove false to thee. This full glass I hope to drink it, in remembrance of my dear. Happy is the hour, I think it, that I met my true love here. Now in pleasure without measure we will pass the time away. Come, my sweetheart, we'll kiss and part, for now we can no longer stay. So they parted for that instant, they both then were firm and true. If all young people were so constant, what needs there be so much ado? There needs no weeping nor lost sleeping if they did in love agree, nor no shaking nor heart breaking. Pray observe this thing from me.